The Morning Hog, Happy Hour, 95.7 The Hog, Riggs Guy Brew Review. That's Josh and Amelia at SR Perot World Headquarters. Yes. Good morning, friends. How you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
We just decided to sneak in today. We did a little brief day to enjoy a brand new Black Friday Brew Review episode. As people are probably out there, they're shopping, they got stuff to do, and we can't do everything online. Maybe you're going to get a Christmas tree today. Who knows? So in the spirit of that madness, you need to kind of take the edge off after, after that. So you guys have brought us some elixirs that might help do that, yeah?
Indeed we did. We're featuring all Pabst Blue Ribbon products today.
The PBR.
I like that.
The PBR.
Okay.
Maybe one or two you've heard of, and maybe one or two you have not.
Yeah, I don't recognize some of this. I'm excited about this. All right, where do we start?
We're going to start on the, I can't even say the easy side of things, because this is an 8% seltzer.
Oh, whoa. Okay, yeah. That'll definitely take the edge off today.
Here we go.
So we tried the Wild Berry a little while ago. This is their lime seltzer. All right. Comes in 16-ounce cans. You should be able to find them in some convenience stores, your independents and stuff like that. Seltzers aren't going away,
right.
So get on board.
Yeah.
You might as well. You know, and especially at 8%, what do you have to lose?
And if I remember the last
your
PBR...
memory,
your wallet, your keys, your shoes for no reason. One shoe.
Your wife, your girlfriend.
Let's see. Wow. Okay. This is. I remember these being very flavorful.
Oh.
And this one is as well.
Oh yes. Normally I don't like lime seltzers, but this one's actually pretty tasty.
I may have found my new gin mixer.
This is a mix. This is waiting to be mixed right
with
here.
An extra lime on the side?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
1 gram of sugar in this thing. They call it a stronger seltzer, which it clearly is at 8%. You know, most of them out there are between 4.5% and 5%.
Wow. I can see.
Okay, I was not expecting that.
It's a 16-ounce can. I can see, you know, popping this open. Follow me now. Drinking about 3 ounces of it. And then refilling those 3 ounces with some of the brown liquor. How do you think about that?
Okay, all right.
Just a thought.
You know, some Captain Morgan in there?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Maybe that. I think PBR and Captain Morgan are good dance partners.
I'd go the other way, and I'd probably put vodka in it. But it's good just by itself.
Oh, boy. Pop a little copper bottom in the thing. Look out. All right, well, whatever you do with it, it's the right choice. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And that 8% goes from 8% to, I don't even know what just happened percent, but that's really good. Yes, that will make you forget about all your Black Friday purchases and card maxing outs, you know?
Yeah, you're going to get some extra presents.
We all need these after a full day of spending time with our families.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. No doubt. And listen, I will tell you that I probably set a personal turkey consumption record yesterday, and I don't feel bad about it, but I probably need to just go on a liquid diet right now, and this is a great start.
I would like to apologize to the people I was with because... I think I ate all of the mashed potatoes.
Don't feel bad, man. I mean, you
got a pickle juice brine fried turkey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man. I heard of that. Yep. Did you bring me any?
Yeah, no, thanks. No, thanks for the invite, dude.
Hey, you know.
Yeah. Amelia, does it smell like pickle in there? Right? Don't even tell us. all right. When you start at 8, where can you go? What's next?
So we're going to drop down a little bit. We have Pabst Extra, or PBR Extra, 6.5%.
Oh, okay.
So I believe regular Pabst is right around 5%, maybe a little bit lower. This is for those people that enjoy the PBR flavor but want something a little bit stronger.
And something a little bit more discreet. The can is black.
Yeah.
Jet black.
Yes. It's like
Black Friday. Yep.
It's like it's trying to hide something, this can.
Yeah. It's stronger.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. I do anticipate. I drank PBR exclusively for like 4 or 5 years in college, and I'm almost sure that... my taste buds were like, I know what to expect, and this is a great surprise.
Okay, you haven't tasted it yet, so there you go. Get your first taste. Now, me, I will definitely do the PBR at the bar because it's easy on the wallet.
Right.
But this one right here,
yeah.
If you poured this into a mug and gave it to me and told me it was regular PBR, I'd still believe you.
Yeah,
agreed. I'm fond of this one because I like PBR. So.
This is going to make me a little bit mad at regular PBR now, right? I'm disappointed more than mad because you don't have as much ABV. Wow, the flavor's absolutely intact. And you don't get any...
Yeah, that's agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, this will get the job done quicker.
Now, are these the same kind of situation here? Do we find these in a retailer's, or is it convenience stores the best one-stop shop for these?
You'll definitely find these in retailers. You'll actually mostly see those in four-packs. I believe they may be at Walmart as well. Okay. But, you know, I'm going to let Guy say his famous line there.
If you do want to find them, srparrot.com/beerfinder.
With a four-pack, that's an all-nighter right there. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, two more PBR friends on our all PBR Black Friday show here, the Morning Hog Show, Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, SR Parade, hang on. We'll play a song and come back and drink more. Stick around. It's 95.7 The Hog.